Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Summit Gazapur 2, wholly owned by Singapore-headquartered Summit Power International, is expected to reach full financial close on a 10-year, $150 million loan to refinance the debt stapled to the 300-megawatt heavy oil-fired Summit Gazapur 2 power plant in Bangladesh by the end of Q2. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Japan's JICA has signed two deals with Cambodia to provide Japanese ODA loans worth up to 290 billion yen for two projects. Novatek and Murmansk and authorities of closed settlement Vidievi have signed a land transfer agreement for a project to build an LNG transshipment facility. And the Asian Infrastructure Bank is working to scale up infrastructure investment, including the public health, healthcare, and information and communications technology for members hit by COVID-19. Over in the commodity finance industry, our headline news offering, overall volumes of global commodity finance fell by 16% in 2019 compared to 2018, according to the full year TXF 2019 commodity finance report. I review the drivers behind the low figures, as well as the most active regions and sectors across the commodity finance space. On our third-party news tracker service, the commodity space, Sempra Energy is going ahead with plans this year to sanction an LNG gas export plant in Mexico, but may push back a decision on its separate Texas plant. Commodity trader Olam International has sold its remaining 50% stake in Indonesian sugar joint venture Far East Agri for $82.5 million. And Afro-Exim Bank has announced a $3 billion facility named Pandemic Trade Impact Mitigation Facility to help African countries deal with the economic and health impacts of COVID-19. And last, by no means least in the trade finance sphere, maritime analytic group Windward is to provide open access to its data and insights during the coronavirus crisis. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.